Welcome to Tropes and Tantrums. I'm Amber.
And I'm Danielle. We are just two moms, never without our kids or our Kindles.
Hi, book besties. Welcome back to Tropes and Tantrums. We are going to talk about Cursed Beast by Mandy Muse. Ah! I'm so excited.
Out to Mandy, who's listening, I hope.
I know.
Because I'm going to sound like a psycho. I'm like, I hope she's here. This was one of two buddy reads that we did for the month of March. This will go separate from the other episode as well. So today is focused solely on Cursed Beast, which, you know what, is actually great because
both of these books that we read, like you read Cursed Beast, I read Fourth Wing, they honestly deserve their own episodes.
Absolutely. And they have like pretty much like, these books for us and the reason we chose them as our buddy reads was literally they have like entered our like souls and we're like not the same people like having read these books.
Literally.
So how do you want to start that rating first?
Yeah. What did you rate it?
I'll remind
everyone what I rated it. Oh wait, let's actually do this. Okay.
Okay.
Cursed Beast, the tropes.
Oh, but let me first before okay. tropes. If you have not read Cursed Beast,
you really
need to. And like, don't listen to this episode. Like, before you read it, go read it and then come back and listen to the episode.
Absolutely.
And we're not even giving the disclaimer, like, if you plan on never reading it, because that should not be an option. So,
honestly. Okay, so Cursed Beast by Mandy Muse. The tropes are enemies to lovers, paranormal romance, why choose, forced proximity, primal kink. MMFM, so that's male, male, female, male, if you didn't know, and multiple point of view.
So I rated this book 4.5 stars. I thoroughly enjoyed my time reading this book. And
as a reminder, I gave it 5.
Did you need to remind?
Yeah, I did.
That's like in the Fourth Wing episode. Am I going to like need to remind everyone? I'm going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. We know. I thoroughly enjoyed myself reading this book.
Oh,
and,
I'm so thrilled.
You also didn't add, technically it's not a trope, but like it's also like a Beauty and the Beast. Like,
oh, it's
retelling,
a reimagined
Beauty and the Beast.
You are right.
Correct. And
I did not.
I have to say it's my favorite Beauty and the Beast reimagining that I've like seen. Because
I'm literally screaming.
Because,
oh my God.
I mean, I'm also comparing it to ACOTAR, which is technically a Beauty and the Beast reimagining and
so
like make me vom. This was so good. I am a fantasy girly, as we know. And so I knew I would enjoy my time with this. And you know what I loved is like, because it wasn't straight fantasy.
Well, you've said that before where you were like, Cursed Beast is romance with a subplot.
A fantasy. Versus me reading fantasy with a subplot of romance. And I actually really enjoyed it because there's less world building. Which, and like, here's the thing. There's always world building in books, obviously. That's what makes books good is that you feel immersed in the world. But I loved that I didn't feel like I needed to like read 2 whole books. To get into the story, because usually with fantasy, it takes about 1 or 2 books to get into it because you're like having to like, okay, like what the fuck's going on? And like, who are these people and what are these worlds? I love that I didn't have to do that. And I still got the fun fantasy aspects and obviously the romance aspect.
I need to ask you how you saw the world. Cause like, have we talked about how I envision the world?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I envision this modern day living going on outside.
Okay.
And then you come into the gates and you have almost traveled back in time.
Okay.
Into, it sounds silly, but like I see it black and white.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, it's just
I can
very
see that.
Dark, gloomy, gray. Like they're stuck in time.
Yeah.
Where everything else is like modernized and like moving on with everything going on around the gates.
Okay.
But then you cross into the gates and everything changes.
Okay.
The
mood so like changes. Like so like a
there's like a filter coming
so
over
like
the screen.
A reverse Wizard of Oz vibes, like where Wizard of Oz starts black and white and then.
Sure.
I mean,
it's not like super black and white, but you know, okay. So you know how like in Twilight, they put like a blue, when they filmed Twilight, yes. they put like a blue filter yes. over the camera to yeah. like give that like
vibe. Yeah. 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 Weird vibe. Okay. That's I can see that.
I envision.
Okay.
That.
I envision it differently, but yes, I see where you're coming from. So I envision it full, like we're full Beauty and the Beast. Like
oh, I envision the castle. Don't get me wrong.
No, no, no. I'm saying outside, still back in time.
Oh, okay.
But like just like the village. Like it's like a village. Like that's how I envision. I don't know why.
No, I envision it as a village, but okay, it's completely yeah. modernized. Oh, so no, they've I got don't. Like plumbing and drawers oh, no, and no, phones and like yeah, all that no, stuff.
I envision it like full blown, like
Maurice's,
like
got it,
like. Got yes, it. There's like mansions because obviously I believe that like Kat's family lives in like very like yes. in wealth and whatever.
Yes.
But I very much like I guess it's just but I see totally where you're saying as far as like the modernized and then they're coming into that space where it's like frozen in time essentially yeah. because it's been they've been in the curse for so long. No, I totally see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's oh, well, how
I'm glad that we talked about that.
That's how I hadn't thought about it that way, but that's kind of here's the thing. Let's also preface. I am not the one to be in telling you how I envision shit because it is not correct. It but is
it's
most
fun to talk about.
It's so fucking unhinged sometimes when I say these things. Yeah. I so enjoy I hated her dad. Hated her dad. I don't even like I don't know that much about him. I hate him. I think he's actually just like the worst. I not as much as I hate her husband, actually. I think he's disgusting and vile and like should be like pushed downstairs, honestly.
Okay. I wish you guys could see my face right now.
Like
just I can't react. Because
because you know shit.
Yep.
These next two episodes yeah. is because like we're not going to be able to say like fully all the things I do. I will say this starting off. I will continue the series. I will. I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so
I
excited.
Did not. I
and
actually
haven't even like gotten into the why choose of it.
No, 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 no. I haven't. And I it's funny because I didn't tell her that. I didn't tell her that beforehand. Obviously, that reaction is genuine.
No, that's that. I'm ecstatic.
No, I will read more. It was fast. It was so fast paced, and I just enjoyed. Like, I just enjoyed it. I didn't have to like. It wasn't like a lot of like me like processing. Like, okay, like what's going on? Like, it was very like straightforward, and like I like books like that sometimes because mm-hmm. Sometimes I read books that are just like too fucking heavy and they have got a lot of fucking shit going on. I mean, I just fucking read a book about a guy turning into a fucking shark, for God's sakes. Like, it's just too much fucking shit. I don't want to think about things sometimes. And like, I enjoyed their dynamic, obviously. I enjoyed the dynamic of the three of them. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Kat coming into it, like obviously shuffles up the whole dynamic. And I know that there's not a lot you can tell me. It wasn't for the first book, and this is what I'm saying. So, like, I need – when there's spice, I need a plot. I need a plot and I need romance. I cannot read straight smut. I don't. It's not for me. The girlies who do that, totally great. Love that journey for you. Not my journey. I, like, need there to be substance to what I'm reading.
Yeah.
It was not overtly spicy where you were like – God, this is too much. And like, obviously, no. Obviously there
you'll
was
never a, feel that throughout the
which
trilogy.
I love. I love that she's and what I'm assuming just based on like, obviously your reviews, because obviously you've been reviewing these books as long as we've been doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I like that you're
going to kind of get the relationship building with each guy
in each book.
They're men.
They're wolves, men.
Sorry, men. They're the
male main characters of these books.
You're getting the relationship building per book with each male as
I feel like they deserve.
I feel like they each deserve their own time with Kat to develop. And you're going like, to, the glimpses are just like,
they're great. I just like love
that. And
the
I'm
a little like teasing and the foreshadowing.
I'm excited to get into their backstories because I feel like there's so many layers.
Like, I know you asked me like questions, like,
and you're
can
like,
we figure out, this,
and you're
that?
Like,
and I'm like, just
you're like,
reading?
Can you just please
read?
I loved her writing. I thought her writing was amazing. So it's so good. So, like, easy to digest and, like, just, like, enjoyable writing. It's good.
It's clear and it's concise.
But, like, gives the details that you, like, want. It's not, like, too concise where you're like, God, I want more. I mean, I do want more. But then, like,
when, like, the surprise elements come, yeah, you're like, whoa, I didn't pick up on that. No, and then you 100%. Think back and you're like, oh, wait, that was...
There was so foreshadowing.
Yeah. Yes. So, here's the thing. I am, by nature... a psychopath, and I need to know things in books, and I am not, like, offended by spoilers. I just am not. It's like, I mean, sometimes I am, like, it has to be in, like, very specific cases, but, like, for me, when I'm reading, like, or like watching movies or TV shows, whatever, I love predicting things. Like, it's mm-hmm. just like in my head, it's like I have to, like, for, like, my mental sanity to, like, continue on. I did predict the twist at the end, which, but I just, when he said it to her, I was like, knew it, because there's no, but, like, I think that it didn't ruin it for me, because sometimes when I predict it, I'm like,
well, because each book might take her beast out of it, because yeah. obviously that's the end yeah. of the trilogy, yeah. but this cursed beast and tortured beast have ends on cliffhanger.
So what I loved about it was I wasn't disappointed that I guessed the ending, because I feel like, for me, I felt like it alluded to it the whole time.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something really sinister about the dad and the reason that she was chosen to go was for that purpose.
Yeah.
And that's in my head, is he's like, I don't want you part of this anymore. Because, like, I think he was fully aware that she was, and obviously this, I'm sure, is going to come up, but I think he's fully aware that after the time is up, that she was, like, that she wasn't going to be around anymore. Like, I think that that was very much well known, because this was a family, like, this is a long-standing family situation that, like, yeah. obviously the people are no longer with us. So, like, I think he knows, and I think that that, like, made it more, like, I was like, that definitely plays into it. I need, there's, like, certain things, and I know you're not, like, going to be able to tell me certain things, but it, like,
so hard not to react.
I know. And I,
like,
know.
Just be like, oh my God.
So, a couple things just to allude. Cause, like, when I read the other books, I'm obviously, like, we can, like, freely talk about it, and, like, it's, like, yeah. fine. I feel like, and I think it'll be fun, cause, like, I'm going to, like, say things, and I'll be like, I wonder if I'm, like, going to be right or not. I feel like the man, whoever got, is her name Vivian, their fiance. Yes. I'm trying to figure out if, and, like, obviously I don't know, the man who got her pregnant, because I don't believe it was them, because they didn't get her pregnant, was the one that put the curse on them. I don't know. But, like, that's in my, like, was one of the things that was, like, swirling in my head. Was he, and, like, to a side note, was he an ancestor of Kat's husband? And, like, it's, like, all, like, weirdly intertwining. And then I was like, is Kat under a curse because she doesn't have magic? Like, are we going to find out, like, something about that? And, like, there's, like, all these things that I'm like, there's something wrong with Kat. And, like, obviously her not having magic, like, is kind of, like, just, like, dipping into the surface of, like, why everyone in her family has magic and she doesn't. But yet when she... it's the interaction with the three of them. There's something there, but, like, it's not fully tapped into. And, like, if she's under a curse too, and they just, like, don't know. And I'm just like, oh, like, I need to, like, know that. And I know you can't, like, tell me, because, like, there's probably more. But I loved the dynamic of the three of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, I loved that they had, like, their little, like, places amongst, like, the quote unquote pack, like, that yeah. they've now created inner. I just loved. I was like, I just, like, love that so much. And I think that, name is Lucian or Lucian?
I said Lucian.
Okay. Okay. So I loved him so much. Ugh. He was incredible. He's I'm so glad that she, like, that was the first relationship that she dove into.
I was like, that was, like, that's one of the best things. Mm-hmm. It was my favorite.
I loved it so much. And I just loved it. I love his place amongst the three of them. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you kind of see him,
like, start to, like, develop his own, like, independence, mm-hmm. because of Kat, that you can tell that he has never had before. And, like, he's kind of, like, getting his own voice.
He never had someone to push him outside of his comfort zone.
No, because he's kind of just been settled in, you know, this is where I'm at. This is, like, kind of where I'm at. And I mean, they alluded to the fact that he could have been strong enough to be, what is it, the alpha?
The alpha, yeah.
And I loved that now you're kind of seeing those tendencies kind of come out a little bit, which is creating that, like, power struggle, which is, like, kind of, like, not cool with the other two of them. Like, they're just, like, kind of, like, what the fuck are you doing kind of thing.
Yeah, and we, like, have a place, you have an order.
And that, I think, really plays into their dynamic with her, because they're kind of, like, seeing how she is with him. And obviously, yeah, then him meeting her essentially really, like, sent them, like,
for a loop,
because, like, it's just, like, so unexpected. The timeline threw me for a little bit at the beginning, and I had messaged you about it, because I was like, they're alive for an hour.
Like,
for,
you're like, wait a second, they're humans for, so, like, what? And but you had it, you figured it out.
Yeah. And I think that that's again, but the world building aspect.
It's also hard to, like, wrap your head around, because, like, she sleeps all day,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, she wakes up and they have this, like, time.
Yeah,
but it feels, but like, that time goes forever.
But it's not. But everything happens within that time.
That time, yeah.
And I think that that's where it throws me. And then you've got, like, Mr. Potter, who, like, just, like, pops out of fucking nowhere and, like, just, like, oh, there he is. And, like,
he gives Lumiere.
He does. And it's kind of this kind of cool, like, comedic relief, like, yep, within the book, which obviously serves a purpose. So
total
needed.
Lumiere vibe.
So much. And I, like, loved it. Like, and I love that she's, like, developed, like, this kind of relationship where he's, like, kind of, like, pushing, like, that along, because just like Lumiere and Beauty and the Beast, like, it's that, like, here's your push, like, and, like, we want this, yes, to work out, because we need to get this curse broken.
Yeah.
And, like, he kind of has this air of, like, it's, like, almost, like, sad, because, like, you know, like, he also lost his life, and, like, you don't, like, that's, like, such a subplot, because you just don't think about it, and you're just, like, he, like, had a life too, and now, like, no longer, like, his life now is,
it's them, tethered to the curse,
and
because he's the one that chose to stay back.
Yeah. And I think that that's a hard thing, and I'm like excited, like, for the prospect of, like, him also, like, getting his, like, happy ending, you know, from this. And, like, obviously he loves them, and, like, I just have loved seeing, like, him help Kat kind of navigate this wild,
yeah,
situation that she's now in. And it's such a cool, like, dynamic that I feel like it's such a great setup book.
Yeah.
For, like, and it's not, like, a throwaway book, because it's not like, oh, like, that book was, like, just setting up for the next book. It, like, was very intentional, and I'm, like, actually so excited about it.
But, like, you get why I was, like,
yeah. Oh, 100%. I totally get the hype. Totally get the hype. Completely. I just really enjoyed it. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
That makes me so happy.
I know it does. I know it does. It's, like so thrilling.
Ugh.
No, I'm excited to read the next books. Like I said, I would say most likely May and June will be the months that I wrap it up, because I really do enjoy it, and I really do want to know, like, mm-hmm. how this all plays out, because there's, like, so much, and I know you're not just going to tell me, so.
No.
Because you're going to
be, I mean, if you would have sat here and been like,
tell me all the
okay,
things.
Okay, it was like,
like, Divine Rivals.
Good, but it wasn't great. I'm not going to continue. I would sit here and I would tell you.
I don't know if I felt that way. I don't know if I could physically record the podcast, to be honest with you, because I think it's just too, like, it's not, it, to me, this book, like, I think this book in this series, like, I couldn't sit here and, like, be like, do it like I do, like, the other books, like, that, like, I have no connection to, like,
yeah,
and, like, that you and I have no connection to. And so I don't know if I could have recorded the podcast episode, to be honest with you, like, in the same manner that I record the normal, like,
yeah,
episodes, because I just don't, I don't feel comfortable, not bashing a book, but I don't feel comfortable giving a book a less than stellar review, like in a full episode.
Yeah.
Episodic. Like I probably could have done it in the episode and said, hey, yeah, it was fine. Like I enjoyed, like it was like 3 stars, whatever. I just don't think I could have done a full episode just because of what it means to you.
Yeah.
And like, just like, it's just doing the book a disservice because it's just like, it's just not my taste. Like that's, yeah. And that period in the story is the reason that would have been the only reason why. Because her writing is good. Like, it's not like the book was bad. Like, there's books we've read that have been bad.
I'm interested to know how you're going to go forward.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get to a point where it's all three of them.
So, I think the why choose aspect of it all, because I'm not a why choose girly, we know that.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think you're going to be bothered by it.
No, I don't think I'm going to either. If we're going to go back to the other Why Choose books I've read, which are heavy in the Why Choose from beginning to end.
Well, and I think for this, they're not. It's not heavy because she inches you towards.
No, that. I think so too. And I think her character development is significantly better than absolutely. Pucking around. Significantly better. Like I'll name drop the fuck out of that. Significantly better than pucking around character wise. I actually am invested in the characters, and pucking around, I could give a fuck. Honestly, I really could. I just didn't. And I didn't like her. Like I like Kat. I like am rooting for Kat. I was not rooting for Rachel. I was like, go fuck yourself. Like, not to say, not in so many words, but yeah,
or so in
it's words. or in just that many words. I really am rooting for them, and I think that I'm rooting for them because they need each other to like actually move forward. Because the curse is at bare minimum the three of them, and they need her to break the curse.
Yeah.
And she right now has like you see the foreshadowing of her place within the magic, mm-hmm. despite her not having magic, but you know there's something there, like whether it be her bloodline, like whatever it is simmering below the surface, and it's not a one and done thing because she can't break their curse on her own because she doesn't have magic, and that's blatant.
And so I think that you're invested in the fact that they
need each other. But like, I was not invested in those relationships in the other Why Choose. I was like, you guys could have had separate relationships and like been totally fine. Like Rachel and Jake could have been like totally fine as just like together by themselves, like without anyone else. And I would have read the book and I've been like totally happy because I loved the novella so much.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I'm excited because I think it presents a different aspect. I don't think the Why Choose is going to bother me because
you'll love enough of the
The characters.
Development,
no, and
the characters are standing alone.
100%. And you get the MM in this book. Obviously, that was the starting of the spice in this book was MM.
Yeah.
And I think that she did that in a really like deliberate manner, mm-hmm. because that obviously plays into the story, and their dynamic is so important to the story, because obviously their two right dynamic and then the dynamic of Lucien and Zev is so different. So you needed the MM in this book at the beginning to kind of know that that's like really important.
It's kind of also sometimes where the line is drawn.
100%. And I don't, just so that everyone knows, just so that we're like all on the same page, I am not I'm most likely not going to read an MM book like on its own. Like,
no, I would never read an MM straight MM book.
No. And
I need a female in there somewhere.
I do too. And that's just my own personal preference. Yep. Like you do same. You, but like that's so just so that you know, like as someone like who's like telling you like, hey, like, obviously, that is an aspect of the book. But if you are not like triggered or like that doesn't like appeal to you, like it doesn't need to fully deter you away from the book. Like you could skip those scenes and be fine.
And you'd still know what was going on.
And it's totally fine. So don't feel like, oh my God, like if I don't like engage in that or if like I don't want to read that, like, then, like, it ruins the whole book for me. It really doesn't. And it I'm doesn't. Assuming that that's...
It sets the tone and the relationship line between Lucien and Aeon.
Yeah, which is important because that's...
Very important because they have their own dynamic.
And they have and a power have struggle.
I was about to say a weird push and pull situation.
Yeah, especially through the book. As Kat is now introduced into the dynamic of it all, it creates this...
Especially after he mates with her.
Yes, because now it's like a line has been drawn in the sand of like...
Where he stands.
Yes. And I think to Lucien's credit, he was like, what the fuck? Like, for so many years.
Yeah.
And I think that like really like... was the line, the hard line for then him to be like, oh, this is like,
when you know, you know.
When, yeah. And I think that's really important to the foundation of their relationship moving forward. And I think that that's obviously going to come into play heavy probably in the next book. Mm-hmm. As now you've kind of seen where that has taken them. But overall, I mean, like I said, I know there's obviously not much you can say as far as like moving forward, but like I loved my time reading it. I really did.
I'm so glad.
I know.
It makes me so freaking happy.
I know.
But what would have given, what were you missing that you would have given it 5?
Just
out of curiosity.
I don't really know if there's just, here's the thing for me, this is it's a very like subjective thing as far as like a 5-star. It's like, and it's going to sound insane, but like, if you know, you know, but like, it has to be like a feeling. Like, I have to feel it like while I'm reading it, like, this is 5 stars. Like, there's something like, and like, most often, this is just like a bar none, like just me in my head. Yeah. When it's a series, I don't think I've ever rated the first book of any series 5 stars because I feel like I know in my head that there's more.
Oh, there's like more to come.
And
there's
so a like for me, yes. So for me, I can't, I don't think I've ever rated a first book in a series 5 stars. It's just,
that's fair. I mean, even, again, reading and rating
besides Fourth Wing, but I didn't know Fourth Wing was going to be a series, yeah. To be fair. So,
but like we've always said, like reading and rating books is subjective.
So subjective. And like I said, I rate on a vibe, which is like, I can't describe what that feels like for people because I'm like, oh, it's like, this feels like a 5.
But like I read this as a 5. I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Lives rent free daily in my mind. So I
think that's
like
different. I think that's the thing. That was what you said, is the living rent free. Not that this book is forgettable, because like I have like a very short blurb of notes where I'm obviously recalling it regardless, but like I think it has to be something that I'm like constantly thinking about, where I'm like, and that happens all the time sometimes when I rate books 4.5 and then I bump it up to a 5 like a week later, 2 weeks later, because I can't stop thinking about it. And so like I think that's the only difference.
Overall, I rate the series 5 stars.
Yeah. And I think that that's like, 'cause like the first Magnolia Parks book, I did not rate 5 stars. I rated it 4.5. Because it took me time to get into. And yeah. I think that that's always part of the series, for me, I have to take time to get into it. It was amazing. I enjoyed every second of it. And like I said, it was just in the scheme of the books I read in March. I mean, I read bangers in March. And so I think that that also plays into it. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to be like unfairly biased and be like, well, if it had been in a different month, blah, blah, blah. Like if it had been rated, like that's not how it is. It's just based on my vibes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've never rated a first book in a series 5 stars. Okay. I think because I always, the only reason, also Done and Dusted, I rated 5 stars, but I also, when I started reading Done and Dusted, I also did not know it was a series. And I think in my head, if I don't know it's a series, I think that that changes it for me because then I don't.
You view it as a standalone.
Yeah, because like even like Chestnut Springs, like Heartless, I didn't rate it as 5 stars. It probably could have been a 5-star because I do think about it quite frequently. But I think within the series, I've never picked up another book in the series. Like that I've actually picked up a book, but I've never finished another book, which is wild.
think Flawless is first.
I think Heartless. No, I know it is. Okay. No, I'm fully aware I read Heartless first. It's the second book. No, I'm fully aware that I'm an unhinged psychopath. no, but like, it's just a thing. And I think that it's just different. But like, yeah, even like I said, Magnolia Parks, I didn't even rank. I didn't rate 5 stars. And I rated Fourth Wing 5 stars. I didn't know it was, I picked up the fucking book with dragons and we'll get into it. But yeah, so I loved it. If you have not, I mean, if you've listened and you haven't read this, like, please go read it. It's like, I tried not to spoil like too much, but like, also there's a lot of things that I had said, so. But please go read it because it was really, really good.
Do. It is so good. It's available on KU.
Yes. The covers are stunning if you want to buy them because they're like, I mean, you can't see it. I'm like, oh, here it is. And you can't see it. You can't see us. No, they're beautiful covers. So I just like really enjoyed.
And even the art on the inside. Each chapter.
It's beautiful. Like, she did a stellar job. I'm really excited for the rest of the series, to be honest with you. Good. So
I'm so glad.
So what a privilege that I got to read one of Amber's favorite books of last year and one of her favorite series in general overall. And
one of my favorite authors.
One of our favorite authors. Not biased because you're listening, but like, you're also listening. So,
yeah. Too good. All right. Well, thank you, Book Besties. We will be back with Fourth Wing recap for next week.
Thanks so much for listening.
Happy reading.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Tropes and Tantrums. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram. And don't forget, happy reading.